Well, how did old Clifford come out? Did he get...
Oh, brother, he ducked half.
Yeah.
He did.
When did you say you did to the egg? You had done to the
well,
egg?
Well, we must have broken them over. I don't remember, but I know that what happened, that the little chickens was picking the shells, and or maybe one of them was out, and some of the rest of them picked, and how we got those eggs without the old hens flogging us, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was too little to remember. Mother declares I was only 2 years old, but I couldn't have been that young. I just couldn't have been and remembered as well as I did.
Remember poor old Clifford. What did you do with the little chickens when you got them out of the...
Just laid them along on the board, and there some of them were just ready to hatch, and others was just about half ready to hatch. Let's be set to think about it yet. But I didn't care for myself getting the whipping, but I just knew Clifford was going to be just beat to death. Now, Mother and Dad, they didn't whip us, but I just thought they would if we ever said anything, that we didn't have to do anything.
This bed that you crawled under, did it have a fancy cover on it?
I think it did, as well as I can remember, but I remember the ruffle because we got under the ruffle that hung down around it to hide us. Uh-huh. Scotty, quit that scratching. Now you quit it. As well as I remember, it had a cover of some kind, but I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was Mother's bed. Mm-hmm. And that's was our sanctuary when something happened to us. Got under Mother's bed.
Did you have any special terms for those fancy covers?
No, I don't remember that they did then. After people began to settle up here, they called them spreads and coverlets. I've made many a quilt myself since I've been keeping my own house. I've quilted a lot of quilts, but I don't ever remember Mother quilting. Well, a woman with 10 children, I guess they did, but Mother didn't.
She had her hands full.
Yeah, she had her hands full with that quilting.
Did you make your own pillows, or?
Yes, I think she did. However, Mother never kept geese or anything like that, but she had four big old feather beds. I remember that. When we moved down here, there was four big ones and then a light one. And I can remember Mother, when it would be a real cold night, bringing that little feather bed in and putting it over we three girls.
Boy, didn't that feel good?
Oh, my, they're the warmest things in the world.
Uh-huh. You just get that warm little pot.
Yes, and it stays warm, too. You don't have to...
It's always pleasant to go to bed, but it's even more pleasant, I think, in those feathers.
Right.
That's
right. Oh, and that old house, how we kept from freezing to death, I'll never know in the world. But we just were never sick. Mm. None of us ever had pneumonia in our life, but one brother, and we had the smallpox, and he took pneumonia with those smallpox. And that was the only one of our family that ever had pneumonia. Mm. But oh, that old open place, no insulation of any kind.
Was there an outbreak of that disease in here in the early days where you get the membrane?
Oh, let's see, that was about 19 and 2 when we had that. Let me get a glass of water. These Crouches that moved in down there, and Mr. Crouch was the guy that brought the settlers in here too. And they have big forbidden for us.
Oh, what did you do, advertise?
No, I don't know how he got them started, but he would go to Ashland. He must have written to somebody back east somewhere. And he would go to Ashland and meet them and then take them to Woodward to file on the claims here. And they're the ones that gave us every disease we ever had. They'd go to Ashland and get it.